Greetings, Earthlings. You know, it's funny I should say that, because actually I'm an Earthling too, so for me to be addressing you that way is kind of, well, not hypocritical, but you know what I mean. Anyway, since a couple contests have ended recently, and they're being judged, I think it'd be fun if we took a look at all the films not all of them, but a good number, just to see the way I feel about them. And now, live from New York.
Actually recorded earlier.
It's your friend Dragoon. All right, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, this is going to be fast-paced, and we're slowing down here. We've got to think of the word. Okay, we're going to start with Inferno's Galileo, which was entered in the idea contest. It was somewhat overlooked compared to the other entries. You know, that could be because it was posted by Birdle, or whatever you'd say, because who wants to see one of his films? But it does say in the title pretty clearly, Idea, Inferno's Galileo. And I watched it, and my response here is, in the thread, it was a lot less dumb than I would have expected. In fact, it was halfway decent. And I think what I was trying to convey with that is that he picked a very ambitious topic in the trials of Galileo. So the result was a lot more impressive than you probably would have expected, or at least what I would have expected. So it's worth a look, and we'll end by playing the best line from the movie.
Dialogue concerning the two chief world systems. Nice name for a book filled with heresy.
Granted, I think there are, you know, better names for books filled with heresy. Maybe like a dialogue concerning how much God sucks. We're going to move on to, what are we going to move on to here? Come on, guys. In the back room there, let's hurry. This is live here. We're going to move on to Lord of the Lego and his film Infinity Squared. Ooh, ominous. In the thread I say that it's awfully cool. Amazing how much Lord of the Lego improved since Beast. And that I appreciated that he's gone in the direction of less convoluted plots since Beast, since that attempt failed miserably. The animation is so flawless that at times, I have to believe you're just plain showing off. And it was that way. I mean, when he folds the bed back up, I don't even know why he has to fold it up. It doesn't even occur again in the plot. But, and the music that plays with it, I don't know who wrote the music for that film, but it gets on my fucking nerves. Because there's a scene where he's just, like, tapping on his keyboard for 10 minutes while this music plays. Maybe he's trying to set a mood. Maybe he's making a mood movie. A mood movie. But really nothing happens for a long time. There's a lot of good animation. The atmosphere is nice. The film doesn't appear to have any meaning until the very last second, and then most of the story is told through titles. Come on. Come on! I think I need to start screaming more in this recording. Like a guy on a sports show. Okay? So, peace! Was not a good movie. It should not win. My pick to win the contest is Night Owl's thing with the potato, okay? Because that one was really good. It was also a lot of music a lot of, you know, setting the scene, setting the mood, and so forth. But it does it well, goddammit! It does it... And there's a giant potato that kills people. You couldn't ask for a lot more. You couldn't, really. Unless it's Crick's Thack entry. Yes, that, my friends, is one of the best brick films ever made. It should win the Thack contest in instant. Let's see what I wrote about that one. Basically, what I said, and rightly so, I think, was that Crick's Thack entry is a drama of ancient Greek proportions, classical proportions. There's a scene where a man eats his wife, and when I saw that, right to mind came Goya, Francisco Goya's painting of Saturn devouring his child. That's the kind of gravitas that this film possessed. It couldn't even get any better. Okay? So have that one win the Thack contest who's ever voting. Okay? Yeah. That's basically the point of this. I just wanted to say that film should win. So again, my picks are for Idea, Night Owls, whatever it was called, Night of the Tater, whatever. And for Thack, Deathbed Revelations by Brendan Crick. Okay, the 2 minutes allotted for this segment are just about up. I'm going to say goodbye from here, from me to you. See ya. Have a nice day.